Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, Director, National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami here with our 11 a.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac. Maximum sustained winds still at 65 miles per hour, pressure at 988 millibars. It's been oscillating up and down a little bit around those values, and we're still seeing an attempt for the system to try to get better organized, but has not been strengthening so far yet this morning. We can still see the center of circulation on radar centered a little over 300 miles to the south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. There's still some very distant bands affecting even the eastern part of the Florida Peninsula. There's still an isolated tornado hazard for central and northern Florida. That will spread to the northeastern Gulf Coast areas and north central Gulf Coast areas tonight and into tomorrow. Not a lot of thunderstorm activity in some parts of the circulation, just some disparate bands. So it is still not as well organized as it might get later. But we still think, because of the warm waters and the relatively weak wind shear in the atmosphere, that it would be able to strengthen a little bit in the day to day and a half it has left centered over water. As we look at satellite imagery this morning, much more concentrated thunderstorms overall compared to yesterday at this time, but still a little bit lopsided, a somewhat drier eastern half of the circulation, at least over water, with more cloudiness and convection thunderstorms over and to the west of the circulation center. So in order for this to strengthen, it's still going to have to develop more of an inner core and more concentrated thunderstorms wrapping all the way around. Air Force Reconnaissance Plane investigating the systems all day today and tonight. The outer bands will probably start to reach the northern Gulf Coast sometime tonight. And so today is the day for preparing while the weather is still good. Here's the forecast path that we're thinking. Generally northwestward over the next couple of days. Landfall of the circulation center could happen sometime tomorrow afternoon or night, depending on exactly where it makes landfall. If it takes the right side of the cone, might take a little bit longer as it makes its way perhaps toward the Mississippi coast or Alabama coast. If it goes down the middle or the left side of the cone, it would get to Louisiana perhaps a little bit sooner. But in any case, landfall of the center is not the beginning of the event. The beginning of the event is tonight when you start to see some outer rain bands approaching, and that's why hurricane warnings have been in effect since yesterday, because we want to give folks plenty of lead time before the weather starts to go downhill. The hurricane warning still in effect from Destin, Florida, westward across the Alabama and Mississippi coastlines, through southeastern Louisiana over to Morgan City, and that includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. Please, if you are in the hurricane warning areas, pay very close attention to what your local emergency management officials are telling you. If you are told to evacuate, definitely do so. This is not just going to be a coastal event, however. The winds from this tropical storm that we're forecasting to become a Category 1 hurricane, and can't rule out Category 2, the winds will penetrate inland, and so we could see some power outages, down trees, and maybe some damage in inland areas as well. Then the rainfall. We could be talking about rainfall totals more than a foot, perhaps up to 18 inches in some spots over a wide area near the coast and inland over the states that Isaac will be moving into here in the northern Gulf Coast area over the next day or two. That's it. We'll have another update in 1 hour live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.